接下来这三个月，牧师跟以前一样，继续施教会。
求主赐给孩子一个放胆传道的一个心。
第二个呢是跟牧师有一些需要交接的工作，
也求主真的是
大概如下几项，
开他们的心能够听主你自己的话。
第一个呢是牧师所带的盼望小组，那牧师会跟小组的成员呢去商量怎么样继续这个小组的
事。好，感谢主哈，那个时间过得好快哈，已经一年已经过了八个月了哈，现在八月一号。好，今天我要讲的呢，那个大纲哈，是在这个
带领的
这个单章的这个这边哈。
灵美充溢弟兄，
我今天是讲重修圣殿。
等他们回来之后呢，牧师会跟灵美充溢还有这个曹弟兄啊一起。
那在讲之前呢，我希望我们念一下神的话哈，因为神的话是非常重要。那我们先用中文来念哈，然后念完之后我们再用英文哈，我们会众一起来念好不好？中文哈，好。
那还有一项就是
我们一起念哈，预备开始。此后约阿斯有意重修耶和华
的
殿，便招聚众士祭和立位人，吩咐他
们
说，你们要往犹大各城去，使以色列众人捐纳银子，每年可以修理你们神的殿。你们要急速办理这事，只是立位人不急速办理。王召了大祭司耶和耶大来，
过去
对他说，从前耶和华的仆人摩西为法柜的帐幕与以色列会众所定的捐项，你为何不叫利未人照这例从犹大和耶路撒冷带来做殿的费用呢？因为那恶妇亚他利亚的众子曾拆毁神的殿，又用耶和华殿中分别为圣的物供奉巴利。于是王下令，众人做了一柜，放在耶和华殿的门外，又通告犹大和耶路撒冷的百姓，要将神仆人摩西在旷野所吩咐以色列人的捐项给耶和华送来。
还有是
众首领和百姓都欢欢喜喜
地
将银子送来，投入柜中，直到捐完。利未人见银子多了，就把柜抬到王所派的司事面前，王的书记和大祭司的属员来将柜倒空，仍放在原处，日日都是这样。积蓄的银子甚多，王与耶和耶大将银子交给耶和华殿里办事的人，他们就雇了石匠、木匠重修耶和华的殿，又雇了铁匠、铜匠修理耶和华的殿，工人操作，渐渐修成，将神殿修造的与从前一样，而且甚是坚固。工程完了，他们就把其余的银子拿到王与耶和耶大面前，用以制造耶和华殿供奉所用的器皿和调羹，并金银的器皿。耶和耶大在世的时候，众人常在耶和华殿里献燔祭。好，我们现在用英文哈。
我们特别感谢牧师哈，跟牧师在交谈的时候呢，牧师也特别提醒我们要尽快要准备好寻找这个下一个牧师。
Sometime later, Joash decided to restore the temple of the Lord. Launch the procedure as early as possible.
而且给我们一些建议。然后比如说，怎么样去在什么地方、哪些报刊、杂志上去登一些广告。
He gathered the priests and Levites and said to them.
那这个过程呢，可能很快，也可能是需要一段时间，所以呢，也请大家呢，为我们祷告。
But the Levites did not act quickly. Could be so the king summoned could take a very long time or could be very fast. Everyone please pray for Ida.
我们这个聘牧委员会呢，会尽快把对新牧师需要提出来，然后呢，会放在教会的网站或者是其他一些报刊上，我们会登一些广告。
The servant of the Lord, the job congregation of Israel for the tent of the
tabernacle. 第四项呢？十月底以前，主日讲台牧师都已经安排好了。
Number four, and even used the holy things of the house of the Lord for the Sunday preaching services every Sunday morning. And they made a chest and set it outside by the gate of the house of the Lord.
11月以后呢，
they made a proclamation in Judah and Jerusalem to bring the Lord the levy fixed by Moses, the servant of God, on Israel in the wilderness. All the officers and all the people rejoiced and brought in their levy, passed the sheaf from ACC,
November and beyond, and dropped them into the tower church until they had finished.
从十二月份开始呢 ，ACC 的牧长他们会同意每月至少一次来支持我们的讲台服事。
And when they saw that there was much money, then the king's scribe and the chief ACC will send another pastor to help us take it and return it to its place. Preaching.
Thus, 初步定在每月的第二周的主日。
The king and the Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service at the
house
of the Lord. And they hired the masons and the carpenters to restore the house of the Lord. And they also workers in the iron shaft
shop. And then Roger Cole will continue to come to our church. And then and the iron share his message with us.
那还有一次，那我们教会的弟兄姐妹像徐威传道啊，沙燕弟兄，那我们可以呢，把另外的一次可以来做这个主日的信息传讲。
And the other pastoral team members will cover the rest of the schedule. The rest of the money before the king.
基本上呢，今天跟大家就是分享这些。那请大家呢，接下来呢，三个月牧师还会在我们当中。那我们也珍惜这三个月的时间哈，多跟牧师有些。沟通，那牧师刚才也特别讲啊，我们如果啊，在过去八年当中，彼此有一些伤害呢，我想这三个月时间应该足够哈，我们彼此互相的能够彼此认罪，互相的这个饶恕。
可能你们很少看这段经文哈，那这段经文呢，我今天要讲三个因素哈，就是修理耶和华的圣殿有三个因素，第一个呢是要有领导特质的人。第二个是会众的慷慨奉献，第三个是同工完美配搭。
那也请大家呢为牧师前面的服事和我们教会的需要来祷告。
Let us pray for the future steps. So the three factors are number one, strong leaders.
特别是今天我们那个山弟兄选的宣召经文哈，里面一句话。大家请特别记得，
请问一下大家
哈，当你
什么情况之下你们会拯救房
子
？So under what circumstances will you prepare a special message for us?
OK， 我给你们
focusing on the unity.
好，房顶漏雨好，还有一个就是你要卖房子，
一定会修房。印城华人教会呢都是神的教会。
What situation could be there's a leak in the roof or whenever you're ready to put it on the market?
还有你的房子淹水了。
那既然牧师神把牧师放到那边服侍，那我们相信呢，
还有地震、龙卷风
预备的神，那也会为我们这边呢，也会预备一位
还有
新的牧师。
冰雹。
Let's trust God's preparation and the guidance.
还有什么情况之下会拯救房子？小偷来光顾并且来毁坏你们家。
所以呢，在前几天的时候，早晨读经呢，神也给我一句话，那我也跟大家在这分享啊，
以前啊，大概十几年前，我有一个客户，他的房子在南边。
Over a decade ago, I have a customer who's as I was doing some Bible study on my own.
因为是黑人区哈。
Show me this verse in a very good neighborhood. Chapter 28.
那后来呢，他的邻居打电话给我，后来有小偷进去把里面墙壁打破了，墙那个门全部拆掉，
赐福给你的产业，牧养他们，扶持他们，直到
永远。
这是发生在 Austin 南边。
It occurred right here in South Austin.
OK, 后来我去保险公司帮他去 claim, 然后拿了一笔钱帮他拯救。
And first, we helped make a claim at the insurance company and help remodel the is the strength of his people.
我的房子去年哈，因为冷气漏水，然后整个那个天花板掉下来。
And for my own home, be their shepherd since the AC unit is up in the attic.
When it leaked,
it had a bad leak, and my whole ceiling fell.
谢谢慈爱的天父。
所以呢，我劝大家那个冷气每年都要保养。其实我前面有保养，但是我的工人呢，
张牧师
他只帮我洗风眼，没有给我清那个水管。
八年的服侍，我们要献上感恩。
但那个房间是我的室友住的，我从来没有进去。然后他刚好一个月不在，所以我一个月都没有进去。
师母Samuel他们一家在教会的服侍，我们也要献上特别的感谢。
And I did not check.
有一天呢，我在那个房间旁边，怎么一直打喷嚏？我说奇怪，我住这边住那么久，怎么从来没有过敏过？怎么那天晚上一直打喷嚏？后来呢，踩地毯的时候，哎呀，怎么是湿的？我说完蛋了，一定哪里
有事。Dear God, we trust that I kept the sneezing the other day, and wherever we go, our families and I realized there was a bad leak.
然后一开门，我说哇，天花板掉下来了，然后那个棉絮整个都掉下来了。
So regardless of location, dear God, we believe that in I saw everything up in the attic. Richly bless and anoint your servant.
维持现状，赶快拿手机拍照。
我们也求主帮助我们在这个过程当中。
然后呢，我因为我不敢去动，所以要保险公司大概四五天才来弄好。然后我先找那个冷气工人帮我去修冷气。
So the insurance company finally sent someone over,
and I sent for the name of God, some repairman for the AC.
Okay, 所以后来保险公司赔了一笔钱，然后足足 cover 我那个房间还有剩，然后我把那两个其他两个房间全部换木头地板。
And the money offered to me by the insurance company is quite sufficient, that which is able to cover the hard flooring in three of my rooms.
在 GCBC 好像前年也是因为呢冬天水管破裂，整个大堂淹水。
As far as you could remember, last year this very church had suffered from a leak in the pipeline, and we all remembered that the carpet got all wet.
Okay, 所以你们的地毯椅子全部都是新了，所以那现在呢二楼在整修，所以 GCBC 他们也做整修的工作。
So this church is now currently undergoing some remodeling.
好，那我们在讲到这个时候呢，为什么约阿斯国王他要整修这个圣殿呢？是因为在第七节上面写的说，因为那恶妇亚他利亚的众子曾拆毁神的殿，又用耶和华殿中分别为圣的物供奉巴黎，这是唯一的原因。那个约阿斯王他要整修这个圣殿。
So the king of Joash was motivated to remodel and repair the holy temple.Was that the son of the wicked woman, Athaliah, had broken into the temple of God?
好，那我们的房子需要整修有三个因素。第一个是人的动机，第二个是你需要钱，第三个你必须要找到工人。这个是我们要修房子有三个因素。
So if we want to repair our houses, there are majorly three factors. Number one, you need
motivation.
You need motivation. Number two, you should have sufficient funding.And then number three, you should be able to locate some laborers to help you.
好，那我们圣殿要这个要整修的时候，也是有三个因素，就是领导特质的人，慷慨的会众，还有一个同工完美的配搭。
So if we want to repair the holy temple, we also have three factors here, which are strong leaders, cheerful givers, and faithful workers.
好，第一个呢，我就讲到一个有领导特质的人哈，有领导特质的人有两个特点，第一个是有意向，一个是有使命。
So let's look at the first character, of a strong leader who would normally have a grand vision and also is under a mission.
约阿斯王呢，他七岁就继位了。
Joash became a king at the age of seven.
那从七岁的时候，他什么都不懂啊，他就做国王了。但是呢，从七岁到他要这个要修理圣殿，大概是二十几岁的这个阶段呢，他有一个很好的老师，就是儿童主日学老师教他摩西律法。他不但有儿童主日学老师教他摩西律法，他还有一个很好的青少年的牧师来教他这个耶和华的律法。
So, when Joash was a child at the age of seven, he was innocent and naive, but he was educated well by his Sunday school teachers and youth ministers who taught him enough about the Bible.
所以呢，不要小看我们的儿童主日学老师，不要小看我们的青少年的牧师，这些他们从小 在教导我们的儿童跟青少年的时候，从小跟他们讲神的话的时候，到了二十几岁就看出来这个青年大有可为。
And Joash benefited tremendously from these teachers. He was able to make the decision to repair the holy temple. So I highly recommend, I highly suggest this, pay respect to our Sunday school teachers and the youth ministers, because they are the people who teach our children correctly.
这个所罗门王建殿的时候呢，他花了很多的钱。找了最好的设计师来设计这个圣殿。这个圣殿当所罗门建完之后呢，他祷告，祷告完的时候发生一件事情，耶和华的荣光充满他的圣殿。但是呢，到了一百多年之后呢，怎么样？人们离弃了耶和华，耶和华的荣光离开了耶和华的圣殿。然后呢，到约阿斯王的时候已经一百多年了，从来没有修过这个圣殿。所以当约西亚王的约阿斯王的时候，他觉得已经被毁坏这么厉害，神给他一个感动，他要来修耶和华的圣殿。
So the holy temple was originally built and designed by King Solomon, and Solomon had invested a huge amount of money and hired the best people to build the holy temple, and at that time the glory of the Lord filled the whole holy palace. However, that was over 100 years ago, and then all these years had gone by, and then zero maintenance work was ever done on this temple. So this is the motivation for King Joash, and he decided it's time to repair this holy temple.
Excellent. 所以呢，当约阿斯王呢，他读到这个神的话的时候，就是第六节，他读到神的话的时候 ，Yeah， 神感动他说，我要来修理这个圣殿。那这个就是是出埃及记第三十章十一到十六节，要修理耶和华圣殿。
So in Exodus 30, chapter 30, verse 11 to 16, he was quoted, King Joash quoted the verse in Exodus chapter 30, verse 11 to 16, and he was deeply inspired by that, and he was determined to do that, and he did that in verse 6.
所以呢，约阿斯他有意向，有使命，而且他怎么样？他完成了使命哈。第二个，会众的慷慨奉献。
So, Joash was able to accomplish the mission, okay, as a leader. And number two, cheerful givers.
就有两个因素，一个是遵守王的命令，第二个是欢喜快乐的奉献。
So the congregation was able to rejoice and give gladly, and they submit to the authorities.
刚刚我们在读的时候呢，有读到说，哎，当约阿斯王他下这个命令的时候，发生什么事情啊？他跟那个立位跟祭司叫来的时候，哎，这些立位人怎么样？不急速的办理，拖延时间。
So in the beginning, King Joash was highly motivated to repair the temple, and he called upon the Levites, but the Levites did not act upon it immediately.
那圣经没有讲说他为什么要他为什么不急着办哈？但是呢，列王记下列王记下 Second Kings 第十二章隐隐约约的有在讲，因为钱不够。
So it was not described in great details why those Levites did not act upon it immediately. And however, according to Second King, it suggested it might be a lack of funds.
当我们要修房子的时候，我们一定要需要钱嘛。你如果不愿意修房子的时候呢，你一定有一个原因，就是我没有钱，我没有办法去修房子哈。所以最近我有一个客户，他其实是在好区啊的 Mountain， 然后他要卖房子，我跟他建议说你要把你的房子要整修。他1975年，他不听啊，然后他不听，我就说他就是要这样子，就是他不要去整修。那我说你不整修的话，你价钱没有办法卖得很高。如果你整修的话，你价钱可以卖得非常的高。结果他不听，结果真的是这样子。
So the insufficient funding, will prevent people from remodeling the homes. And I had one of my customers had gone through exactly the same path, and he couldn't sell his house for a better price because he was unwilling to remodel and repair his house.
好，那当约阿斯他下达这个命令的时候呢？ 然后呢他们这个祭司就到那个犹大跟耶路撒冷去收这些钱，可是收了几年这个钱都不够哈，就约阿斯国王就觉得很奇怪，为什么钱不够，那既然他有了这个意向他一定要做成，所以呢他后来就叫那个大祭司耶和耶大来，而且第二次叫大祭司来的时候是用责备的口气来问他，你为什么不赶快办这件事情。
So in the beginning, when King Joash decided to go collect the money, he actually sent those Levites and Jehoiada to go out to the countries to collect the money. However, they were unable to collect enough funds. So moving forward, he was still determined. He called upon Jehoiada and was reprimanding him and questioning him why he was not able to do that.
有的时候我们教会的事工哈，像牧者或是各样事工的这个主任哈，我们也会有同样的一些事情发生，就是当我们有抱负有理想要把这个事工做成的时候，可是大家好像无动于衷，好像觉得说哎呀，我有这么好的一个计划，为什么大家不跟着我这个计划走呢，然后呢就会觉得很有挫折感，然后呢就跟约阿斯一样，然后这已经是几年的时间了。
What happened to King Joash, we can really resonate to it. Because as a church leader, sometimes we're determined to do some of the good service, but we are not seeing very responsive reaction from the congregation. So it's quite frustrating for the church leaders to go to see the same thing.
有些这个事工主任就说好吧，大家都不愿意做。因为大家有这个当这个事工推动的时候，大家都有借口，我太忙了，我没有时间，教会要建堂 sorry 我没有钱奉献，很多的借口，那很有的时候呢教会的这个 leader 就说算了，大家都不愿意做，然后我就不要做这件事情了，就停摆了。
Yeah, sometimes we could come across a lot of barriers because of the many excuses the congregations may have. We may be a lack of money, and we could be lack of energy. So a lot of times leaders got discouraged and stopped right there.
Okay, 你看约阿斯他不放弃，后来呢他在把耶和耶纳叫来的时候呢，本来呢是祭司要出去收奉献，他说好，我出一个方法，我改变方式，赶快叫人来做一个柜子，然后呢让放在那个圣殿的门口，因为呢一般的奉献哈，在圣殿是那个奉献箱是放在里面，那只有以色列人可以进来，外面人其他不可以进来，他说你做一个柜子放在圣殿的外面，所有的人都可以进来，然后呢写了一个告示牌通告全以色列跟犹大的居民 OK 摩西律法上是这么写的，就是第六节，然后呢高示出去，这是约哈斯王他自己呢把大家不愿意做的事情用了他的这个方法，然后交代大祭司去做。
So King Joash did not give up. Instead he had changed his strategy. He had decided to utilize a chest and drilled a hole on top of the chest, and instead of placing the chest inside, he put it outdoor, so that more people can just donate the money instead of him sending people out into the countries to collect the fund.
所以我看到这一段，我说，哎，其实我们的奉献箱不应该放，应该是放在门口外面，因为呢，搞不好其他有一些奥斯汀其他的基督徒知道我们教会有一些特别事工哈，哎，开车来看到奉献箱。丢一张支票，所以我建议这个奉献箱以后可以放在门的外面，搞不好奉献会更多。
So here my suggestion that learning from the story, I would like to recommend our offering box to be placed outside, and then we could benefit from some other Christians from other churches. They could drive through and give us a check.
弟兄姐妹，当约阿斯王那个这个命令一下来的时候，发生什么事？
So what happened when King Joash had this command?
所有的首领跟全部的居民，哈，好高兴哦！跑到圣殿外面，全部的圣经上是全部的居民跑到圣殿外面投。本来是祭司到外面去收哈，这个方法不好。 结果呢，把这个这个奉献的柜子放在外面，所有的居民、领导跟说，放到那个柜子里面去。
So by moving the offering box outside, he had to turn over the situation. So the residents, the citizens, they were gladly made the offering.
谁最高兴啊？王禄跟长老最高兴，因为圣经上哦上面说。那个利未人一看到那个柜子满了，赶快，王禄跟长老赶快把那个柜子到这个办公室倒出来，倒出来点了之后，然后再放到外面。圣经就这么记载。
So the Levites were the people who collected those offering boxes, and in our church, people who did the job are Lucy and Mason, Elder Mason.
为什么还有一件事情呢？所有的民众为什么会高兴的来放在这地方？
And why do you think the residents were able to offer gladly?
Okay, 不是王说了，不是祭司说了，不是利未人，而是王用摩西的律法引用那个经文，然后跟全国的老百姓讲。
It's not the King Joash told them to. It was simply because he based his command according to Moses' laws.And he was able to communicate the, he was able to communicate this all throughout the country.
这个就是约阿斯，他有不但有意向，而且他怎么样？他有魄力。他这个方法不行 ，OK， 我用另外一个方法，这个是叫魄力。
So King Joash had the vision and also had the edge.
好，结果呢？那个奉献的钱太多了 ，OK， 奉献的钱非常多。
So the offering box soon got overflowed.
好，结果奉献钱很多了哈，那就足足够可以盖这个修理的这个工作。第三个怎么样？童工完美的配搭。
So there, with the sufficient funding, the repair of the temple was able to launch successfully.
Okay, 这个地方提到四个工人，他们要找四个工人。
So the third factor is the co-workers.
Okay, 这四个工人是这个工匠、石匠、铁匠跟铜匠。
So they had located masons, carpenters, blacksmiths, and the brazers.
Okay, 因着童工完美的配搭，他们忠心很诚实的做神的工作。还有这圣经讲到一个完美的工作。
So they were able to collaborate beautifully and perfectly.
Okay, 我们看一下第十三节，这是我最喜欢的经文了。我也要强调，在第十三节是工人操作渐渐修成。将神的殿修造的与从前一样，而且甚是坚固。
Here's my favorite verse, as shown in verse 13. The men in charge of the work were diligent, and the repairs progressed under them. They rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design and reinforced it.
好，这一段经文其实有三层意义哈。第一个意义就是我把工作做完了，而且做得非常的完美。
So three layers in this verse. Number one, I complete the job perfectly.
完美到比所罗门建殿的时候还要坚固。但是这边强调一个是，它还是按照原来的设计的图案，但是非常的坚固。这是第一个意义。
So they have strengthened it successfully according to the original design when during the time of King Solomon.
第二个呢是愈合。
So the second layer.Is healing.
Healing. 我举个例哈，那个本人不会做菜，但是呢，为了吃，那非要做菜。所以有一次呢，切菜，切肉，就那肉里面有一个骨头，然后我的刀是德国的刀，很利。那个切到那骨头，哇，弯了一下，把我食指啪切了一下，那个切得很深哈，那个血大量流出来。
So one day, as I was cooking, I hurt myself by cutting myself on the bones and the index fingers.
当我把这个食指切了一把一块肉切下去的时候，当时没有功能了。凡是这个食指要做的事，完全没有功能了。所以呢，赶快用那个 OK 绷给它包起来。
So my index finger became dysfunctional immediately, and I wrapped it with a bandaid.
所以呢，也没有办法洗菜，也没办法，所以大概一个礼拜。没办法做菜，只好到外面去买吃的。
Yeah, so I wasn't able to cook by myself.
这个失去功能，好，但是呢， 包一个礼拜之后，他渐渐的愈合。
So it was healing after a week.
请问一下你的身上有伤口，可不可能第二天马上复原？
Is it possible for the scars got immediately fully recovered the next day?
所以这地方说渐渐修成哈，当这个伤口切掉之后，渐渐的愈合，而且愈合的跟神造徐威是原来是好的一模一样。
So here in the Bible it says it gradually came into the perfect condition.
OK, 你看不出来我食指这地方有个刀痕，你看不，它愈合的完全一样。
So it's a healing, it everything gets restored, it's the same as before.
OK, 现在又有功能了，可以切菜，但我现在切菜切得非常慢，因为我现在被吓到一次。
So now I'm fully recovered.
好，第三个是健康。
So the third one is the health.
当我们人生病的时候，你生病的时候你会东跑西跑，生病的时候你病到没有办法，你会不会来教会？
So whenever you are sick, you better remain in bed.
当我们生病的时候 OK, 失去健康之后，我们就不会来教会，我们不会来教会服侍，我们不会来教会来敬拜了，我们就是一个不是健康的人。
When you lose your health, you may stay at home and may not come to church even.
不但是身体上，而且是心灵上的疾病。
And then not only the physically, but also spiritually.
箴言说，心灵忧伤，谁能医治呢？
So in Proverb, it says, who can heal the spiritual disease?
OK, 所以当我们心灵受到创伤的时候，你里面有苦毒，有记恨，有嫉妒的时候，你没有办法来服侍神。
When we get hurt inside, we cannot serve God.
OK, 所以呢，我们人需要得医治，这个就是健康。
So we need the healing.
好，所以呢，在哥林多前书第六章十九节二十节里面有讲，你们的身子就是圣灵的殿，这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So in the First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.Do you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?
然后呢，还有一个以弗所书四章十一节讲到恩赐的配搭哈，因为这是同工的配搭。那以弗所书四章十一节哈，这边有讲到他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 13, it mentioned the collaborations of all kinds of talented people.
以弗所书在这地方讲哈，我们磐石教会每一个人都有恩赐，我们磐石教会 90% 的人都在服侍神。
At our RCCA, 90% of the congregations are servants to God.
但是我们 90% 的弟兄姐妹并不见得在真道上是合一的。
But we may not necessarily have this unity in the pursuit of truth.
Okay, 看约阿西王哈，他怎么样？他颁布了一个律法，然后叫全老百姓遵守。他用的是出埃及记三十章十一到十六节，所有的老百姓怎么样？都阿们摩西律法。都阿们的时候代表怎么样，在真道上合一了，当在真道上合一的时候，所有的老百姓甘心乐意的把钱放到奉献箱里面去。
So when King Joash proclaimed this rule and required all residents of the country to come and donate to have their offerings, everybody had the unity because they understand that this is from the Bible and from the Moses laws. So That is called unity.
我那个讲一个见证哈，那个去年啊，那个 Stan Range 在HCBC 在 Stan Range 买了一块地，三十个 acre 的地。
So the Hill Country Bible Church last year purchased a piece of land in Stan Range.
然后有一个弟兄跟我分享，他不是在我们教会，他是在 HCBC， 他跟我分享，他说，HCBC 他要买地了哈，买地呢就是需要钱嘛，所以他向会众。就是宣布要捐款给教会，要买地。
So HCBC was proclaiming the decision to purchase the land, and the one brother was able to share his experience with me.
这个弟兄啊，他是跟我讲，他最反感教会开口向会众要钱去买地建堂，这是他最反感。
This brother disliked this fundraising program.
但是有一件事情感动他哈，就是 HCBC 的主任牧师 Tim Hogg 他写了一封信，这封信发给全部的会众。
But one thing touched him, the church pastor Kim sent an email to the whole congregation.
就像约阿斯王，他用圣经的话，用摩西五经的律法，然后通知所有的人。所以，当这个弟兄他接到 email， 看到 Tim Hogg 写了一封信，为什么要买地，为什么要建堂的时候，这封信感动他的心，而且感动到一个地步，他拿了一笔很大的钱去捐献。
So as this brother received this email from the pastor, he immediately got deeply touched.And was able to contribute gladly.
感谢神啊！因为呢，我们教会的核心同工一直在为 Stan Range 祷告。我们核心同工都有一个祷告，就是希望我们在那地方可以借到场地。今年四月十九号突然发生这件事情，他们愿意把他们的场地免费的借给我们。
The core leaders have been praying for the ministry in Stan Range.And this April, we were able to get a free place from the HCBC office at Stanley Range.
所以我跟他们的牧师 Pastor Dan 跟他的 secretary 有跟他们交通哈。
So Pastor Dan and their secretary were able to communicate with us.
我说你们这三十个 acre 地大概多少钱？他说 huge， 他说非常多的钱买这块地。
So it's really costly to purchase.To purchase this piece of land.
然后他们现在下一步要建堂，而且建堂，只能用十个 acre 的地来建堂。
And their next step is to build a grand church building on the on 10 acres.
然后他们说等建完堂之后，他们也会借我们一些场地，要借给我们用。
And we may be able to share the church building there.
OK， 所以呢？当我们这三个因素来修理圣殿的时候，圣殿修好后的真正的目的是什么？
So if these three conditions are met, what is the ultimate purpose of building the church building?
就是敬拜神跟服侍神。
It is to worship God.
这就是我们唯一的目的。
This is our sole purpose.
感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to praise you and worship you.
主耶稣，真的是谢谢主，你把这一段经文赐给我们。
Thank God for teaching us this verse.
主来修理圣殿，不只是一个看得见的圣殿。
To repair the temple, Lord, we understand it is not a temple that is physically there.
主更是那看不见的圣殿。
It is also invisible temple.
主，我们身体就是神的殿。
Dear God, our body is your temple.
主，真的是我愿意为真的弟兄姐妹，我们来祷告。
Dear God, we'd like to pray for our brothers and sisters.
求你来洁净我们。
Please sanctify us.
主不但是洁净我们，而且真是来帮助我们堵住那个破口。
And cleans us to help us to repair the brokenness.
当我们的如果我们里面有有不讨神所喜悦的伤口或是病痛
，anything that you are not pleased with in us，
求主现在来医治我们。
Please heal us.
主来帮助我们教会的弟兄姐妹，每一个人都得到神你的医治。
And help and heal each every one of us.
因着弟兄姐妹得到医治。
And then because our brothers and sisters, we do need this healing.
主，我们的教会也得到医治。
And thereafter, our church will get the healing.
主，谢谢主，你今天给我们的话语。
Thank God for the valuable verse.
求主你的祝福留在这地方，赐给你的会众，赐给你的教会。
May the blessings linger in the church.
孩子这样祈求祷告，感谢奉我主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.